Congresswoman Carol Miller met with a small group of constituents at the Green Bank Observatory in early December. Prior to her election to represent West Virginia's 3rd District in 2018, she had served in the West Virginia House of Delegates from 2006 through 2017. She also owns and operates Swan Ridge Bison Farm and manages real estate. Miller's time was limited as she had to get back to Washington, D.C. for an afternoon congressional session. But everyone in attendance was given the chance to speak about their concerns. Pocahontas County School Superintendent Terrence Beam spoke about the future of the Safe and Secure Rural Schools funding. He told Miller that the school system has been meeting with West Virginia Senators Joe Manchin and Shelley Moore Capito every year concerning the funding, also known as the forest money, which provides funding to counties that have large tracts of federal forests that are not producing funding from logging. He said that funding has been dwindling for many years.
Our school system has tried to keep all of our schools operating and all of our staff working, and we're doing it with less money every year because our tax revenues have dropped and our money from the forestry fund has disappeared for this year, for example. At one time we were getting over $600,000 a year, and this year we got $0. And in a school system this small and with as little revenue as we have, it's hard to keep everything going, keep our buildings safe and operating, keep all of our staff employed.
Beam says the school system has just under 1,000 students this year, spread out over the third largest county in the state. He said Pocahontas also needs more health care, particularly in social and emotional support for students.
These children are coming to us with many more problems than they did 20 years ago. The number of students that we have that are either diabetic or seizure disordered students is just amazing.
Is the seizure disorder because they were neonatal abstinence?
A lot of that is. The state gave us a little additional funding this year for that purpose, but it's not near enough.
Beam said he had intended to hire a social worker to serve the school system, but didn't have the funding for that position. And for the first half of the current school year, one school nurse has had to serve all 5 county schools. Mike O'Brien, director of the Pocahontas Homeland Security and Emergency Management Office, spoke about his concerns about landline infrastructure.
It seems like anymore when we have a power outage, now we have to also deal with a phone outage. There's no infrastructure for the telephones, and that's a major concern from our standpoint. It's not only is the power out now, these individuals don't have the ability to call 911 for help.
He said there's essentially only one provider in the county, Frontier Communications, and feels that there is no money being invested in maintenance or infrastructure.
And the communications between Frontier and 911 is absolutely horrible. Mm-hmm. They don't have to report to us unless there's at least 250 customers out. You know, we try to make, from 911 emergency management standpoint, we try to make arrangements for these folks to get help and the ability that they can't call for help. Where can they go for help?
O'Brien said he's also concerned about the FEMA funding that trickles down through the state to reimburse counties for having an emergency management division. He said every year it's unknown when or if they will receive that money. And in fact, he said Pocahontas is still waiting on back payments from the 2016-2017 fiscal year, and they're just now applying for 2018 funding. Marlinton Mayor Sam Felton echoed what many in the room said is a primary concern.
In all of our forward planning, I think broadband is going to be so important. I think about the school financial situation, and I cannot help but wonder what a couple $100,000 a year from a Mon Forest sales over the last 20 years, what a difference that would have made in the financial picture.
Felton said he appreciates that President Trump is trying to level the playing field with his tariffs and would like to see some help for foresters similar to what Midwest farmers have received. Miller said she understood and shares his concerns about increasing the harvesting of West Virginia hardwoods. Felton did highlight a couple of positive improvements in the county, namely the designation of a ride center in the county by the International Mountain Biking Association and the reestablishment of the Mountain Transportation Authority that provides transportation for residents to far-flung employers in the county like Snowshoe and Interstate Hardwoods. Felton also made a plea for help with flood intervention.
The flood aspect is always there for us. The inability for channel restoration and removal of excessive sedimentation on the Greenbrier River is just, it's terrible that we cannot do something to lessen the flood threat. We know that those type of measures would not make that big of a difference on an 85 or a 96 flood event, but it would make all the difference on those other dozen floods in between.
Miller and her deputy chief of staff, Michael Chirico, listened attentively during the meeting. If you have a concern for Congresswoman Carol Miller, you can find contact information with this story at our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. For Allegheny Mountain Radio News, I'm Heather Nyday.